Welcome to another edition of the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast. Today's episode of On the Trail is brought to you by our friends at Heartland Flags and heartlandflags.com. Maybe your second favorite college basketball team is still in the running here as we hit the Sweet 16 here in the next couple days. Get out and grab a flag from Heartland Flags, heartlandflags.com, to show your support for your second favorite college basketball team. Maybe you want to continue to show support for your first favorite college basketball team, the Iowa State Cyclones, of course. They have every single flag that you could possibly ever want, any sport, any season, any team. I guarantee you Heartland Flags and heartlandflags.com will have them all. And of course, if you're like my guy Rob Gray, you got to go out and grab your nice garden flag. You know, it's spring is coming. It's going to be looking nice outside here soon. Get a nice flag out in front of your house to show support for your team or whatever holiday season happens to be coming up here in the not so distant future. Heartland Flags, heartlandflags.com. Today's presenting sponsor of the On the Trail podcast with Iowa State signee Tyrese Haliburton. Tyrese obviously was crowned a state champion in the state of Wisconsin over the weekend, scored 30 points in his team's championship win, 24 of those 30 points coming in the second half. So obviously living up to his billing as the state's Gatorade Player of the Year, an award that was announced about a couple weeks ago at this point. But we talk a lot about that state championship win. We talk about the entire senior season that Tyrese had that led to that award. We talked to him about why he chose Iowa State, what it is he loves about the game of basketball, and how he knew that playing the game of basketball is something that he wanted to pursue at a higher level. So I hope you enjoy this conversation. I know that I sure did, and I think that Tyrese has some really great stuff to say, and it's good to give Cyclone fans a first look at, you know, kind of the inner workings of these guys' brains and how they came to their decisions to be Cyclones. We hope to continue this series here throughout the next several weeks. And here's episode number one. We're joined now here on the Cyclone Fanatic podcast by Iowa State signee Tyrese Haliburton. Tyrese, how's it going today?
It's going great.
Thanks for taking some time to join us. I know you've had a busy couple weeks here. And congrats on winning the state championship over the weekend.
Yeah, thank you so much.
It sounds like it was a pretty good game. I mean, sounds like you played really well, especially in the second half. What kind of changed for you to be able to take over that game that way?
First half, I really couldn't get a shot to fall, and I had some uncharacteristic turnovers. I hit a deep three to send us in halftime, and that kind of got me going. My teammates started, you know, telling me just stay aggressive, get to the rim, so my coaches, and I started to get to the foul line a lot, and just led to more open court opportunities where I feel like I'm at my best. And I just took advantage of it and helped us get the win.
For sure. I saw one of the comments that you made after the game. It sounds like maybe you'd been taking some heat from one of the opposing student sections. What have you had anybody say anything else to you about being able to lift the trophy?
A lot of student sections my whole high school career, you know, had to tell me, weight room, I get chanted leg day, I get chanted arm day. It was just fun to mess with them, you know, one last time of high school. And, I just thought it would be a funny comment to make. And, student sections are, I like to have fun with them. You know, it's all part of the game of basketball. So I think it's basketball is a lot of entertainment and, enjoy entertaining people.
Definitely. I know that you get the last laugh out of it all since you are the one who gets to lift the trophy. So the scoreboard's a lot better than the numbers in the weight room, if you ask me.
For sure.
What we usually try and do here is I kind of start back from the beginning of your basketball career and then kind of try and work my way up. So I guess the first thing is when did you start playing basketball, and what was it that really drew you to the sport?
So when I was born, my dad coached a local middle school team. So I was just always in the gym with him and, you know, just watching him coach. And that kind of just, you know, I was really born with the basketball in my hand. So that got me to gain love for the game of basketball for sure. And, you know, I didn't really start, playing until I was like four. I had a little hoop and stuff, but I didn't really start playing until I was four. And that's when I started going to the Oshkosh North basketball camp. when you were, I don't think you were allowed to be in it until you were six. But, you know, I started early just because, you know, I had such a love for the game, and my brother had been in the program. So, yeah, I started early.
What were you a good player almost immediately, or maybe did you have to kind of grow into everything, or is the game something that just really came to you naturally your entire life?
You know, the game kind of came to me naturally. I made the fourth grade team. Here in Oshkosh, we have our grade school team start in fourth grade, so they usually have a couple third graders that make the fourth grade team, and I was fortunate enough to be one of the third graders. I started on the fourth grade team, and then I was like a taller kid, so I played the four for us. And then in fourth grade, the first tournament, I played the five. So I was like a big man for like the first tournament. And coach put me at point guard because I told him I could play point guard. And that's where it all started. I played fourth grade for North, went on to play AAU in fifth grade, then with the Wisconsin Blizzard. And then I joined Playground Warriors. That was with the likes of, you know, Tyler Hero going to Kentucky and Drew Blair going to Northwest Missouri State. I joined that team, and I played with them all the way until we all played together in eighth grade, and we stopped after eighth grade. We split up after eighth grade just because we had left Playground Warriors, went to Wisconsin United, and they all joined back to Playground Warriors, and I decided that move probably wasn't best for me, so that's why I stayed with Wisconsin United for AAU.
For sure. Was there kind of a moment for you when, you know, I mean, obviously you've played the game for a long time and you knew you were good at basketball, but there was a point when it was like, damn, like I'm not just good for playing high school basketball, but I think that this is something that I would like to pursue on a higher level.
I mean, I guess that really didn't hit me until, you know, I got my first contact from a college coach. I just, you know, was just enjoying the game, having fun, doing what I love. And, you know, the first coach that ever hit me up was Coach Scott Gillespie. I think his first name's Scott. He might yell at me if I got that wrong, but I'm pretty sure it's Scott Gillespie. And he was at IUPUI at the time, and he's from a town that's really close to Oshkosh. So he started recruiting me when I went unofficial there. And the coach, I was talking to the head coach at camp, and then all of a sudden he offered me, and it was like, what? Like, that had never even crossed my mind. I was just, you know, enjoying myself out there. So that was really big for me. That's when I think I first realized that, you know, I could play college basketball. And me and Coach Gillespie have a good relationship to this day. He's now the assistant girls coach at Illinois State, and we still talk from time to time. So, yeah, just, you know, growing a relationship with him, and that really, you know, really showed me that I could play college basketball.
Walk me through the recruiting process then after that. I mean, I know you picked up some of the bigger offers then last summer. When was that happened, and then to where you got to the point, like right before you would eventually commit to Iowa State?
Yeah, so, you know, I got the offer from IUPUI, and that's mid-majors started to come in. I guess the most intriguing mid-major was definitely Northern Iowa. Because I know they had experience in the tournament. I had a really good relationship with Coach Green and Coach Jacobson, and A.J. Green, who's committed there as a point guard, is the coach's kid. So I knew there was talent going there, so that was really my best relationship up until I took a visit to Nebraska before AAU season last year, or after, so not last AAU season, but two AAU seasons ago, after I visited Nebraska. And, you know, they kind of, you know, it was cool to be there because it's a high major program. And it was like unofficial, but, you know, I didn't get much contact from high majors after that. So, you know, I was still going with the mid-major programs until I took a visit to Georgia Tech in June. And then in July, it's when it really all blew up. I played well in July, and then the high majors started to come in, Cincinnati, Nebraska, Iowa State. It was really surreal, but it was awesome just to see that a lot of people had faith in me and that they felt like I could play in their program. So it was really cool. It all happened so fast.
Man, those are some pretty diverse places, going from visiting Atlanta to see Georgia Tech, and then all of a sudden you're in Ames, Iowa.
Right.
I'd imagine that the weather's a little bit nicer down there, but maybe the basketball isn't quite as good. But you had a lot of diverse personalities in those coaches that you mentioned. I mean, obviously Tim Miles is a guy who's done a solid job at Nebraska, and then Mick Cronin's been at Cincinnati for a long time. What is it about Steve Prohm and the guys on his staff that really kind of stuck out to you during that process?
Yeah, so actually Iowa State had contacted me the summer between my sophomore and junior year. They wanted me to come down the Midnight Madness type deal that they do at Iowa State.
Hilton Madness?
Hilton Madness. And I couldn't go because I had homecoming. And then after that, I didn't talk to Iowa State until July of 2017. So, you know, I was kind of like, you know, upset, like, man, I just like lost my chance at Iowa State, and that's a high major program. And, you know, they have a lot of good history in Wisconsin. But then Coach Barry hit me back up before Vegas. And then, you know, he had just had another kid, so he couldn't recruit. So that was when Coach Prohm and Coach Micah came and watched me. And I guess what I really loved about Coach Prohm is that, you know, he only really watched me one time before he offered me a scholarship. So, you know, it shows that, you know, he has faith in me and that he thinks that I'm more than sort of qualified enough to play at Iowa State. And he just kept it real with me at all times. I mean, he never really tried to boost my head up a lot or anything like that. Coach Prohm is a really upfront guy, and that's what I love about him. He just, you know, tells it how it is. And, you know, he wasn't one guy to be like, oh, well, I'm going to put the ball in your hands and you're going to lead us and we're going to follow you. Like, he wasn't one of those guys. He was just, you know, I feel like you could add value to this program, and I feel like we could help out each other, and they could help me be successful and I could help them be successful. So that's what I love about the whole coaching staff. They're really real with you. And, you know, like, even after games this year during high school season, I could talk to Coach Barry, and he would be watching the game and tell me what, you know, I could work on and things like that. They just they really care about your development, and that's why Iowa State was the perfect choice for me.
I've heard from a lot of other guys that I've talked to, you know, they tell stories about Coach Prohm texting them all the time. Or there's a time that Neil told me he went out to visit Lindell, and they were driving up through the woods and to get to Oak Hill, and they nearly hit a bear. I mean, is there any, you know, anything that really sticks out to you about what those guys did that kind of shows their dedication to you and what they're trying to do on the recruiting trail?
Yeah, for sure. You know, they got me in on unofficial at the end of August. And, you know, that was big for me because I committed before I took my official. So that was the first time I'd ever seen campus. And, you know, that was a really cool experience, you know, getting to see everything. It was kind of like a quick run through because we had to get my brother to college. So, you know, that was real cool just because, you know, like I said, Coach Prohm was really upfront. And, you know, he's a real funny guy. Something that I see with Iowa State is that that family means a lot to them, and they have a great relationship with my mom and my dad. And you know, that's what I love about them, is that we can, you know, all joke. It's like we can all joke together, and it's really family oriented. And Coach Prohm, you know, I can't wait to play for him. He just he's a real cool guy. He came and watched me at Hortonville. They always joke with him because he has like a super big jacket that was like the first jacket he ever got at Iowa State, and he came in with it on. It's a huge jacket, and it's like, it's super funny. He came watched me that game. Coach Barry came and watched me in a regular season game against Kimberly, and then they both came to the state tournament. So they're really invested in their guys, and that's why it's just that. That's why I just have such a good relationship with everybody on the staff.
Yeah, I've seen that coat that Coach Prohm wears. I mean, based on what I know about his history, I would have to imagine that if that's not the first coat that he's ever owned in his life, it's one of the first couple.
Right.
obviously, you know, I think you were the second guy to commit in this class, and then George and Taylen both jumped in there later. What kind of role did you play in, I guess, Zion too, and being in those guys' ears to try and get them to join the class and eventually come to Iowa State as well?
Yeah. So a big thing for me was, you know, going somewhere where there were guys that coming in, you know, better than me, or guys that you know aren't satisfied, that want to push, and we want to push each other. And I met Zion in June that year at some camp, and it was kind of crazy because we both really blew up in July. So when he committed, that was big because I know that he's a super hard worker, and I knew he was really talented. So when I pulled the trigger and made the decision, George texted me and said congratulations. And after that, I was on George right away, you know, trying, and I had seen that. I kind of felt like he was, you know, going to make that decision, and mm-hmm. that was big when we got him. And then I think it was huge when we all got to go. We were all at Iowa State when Talen was there for his official. We were just in his ear the whole weekend, got to spend a lot of time with each other. I think that he kind of started to see, you know, I know Talen. I had known Talen from AAU and stuff, but we never really had, like, a relationship, and it was my first time ever being with George. And, you know, I'd only been with Zion once previous. And, you know, we just clicked right away. And it felt like, you know, we had been good friends for a while, and that was big. And I think that's something that drew Talen right away, was that you could see, like, a brotherhood forming right away. You know, we joked with each other and stuff like that. And it was awesome just to, you know, create that relationship. And I'm glad Talen made the decision. And, you know, I can't wait to be with these guys for the next 4 years.
I've got to ask about the pictures that you guys took on that visit. Those are living in Cyclone lore forever, I have a feeling, based right. on the way they're thrown around on social media already.
Yeah. We were just, you know, we put our jerseys on, planning to take a picture, and then Coach D-Rob, he's a super funny guy, he just had the idea to, you know, do like the Fab Five photos. I didn't even know what he was talking about when he said it. Until he showed us the picture, and I was like, oh, okay. And, you know, we knew that, you know, social media would get a kick out of it. You know, we thought it was pretty funny, so we went ahead and did it. And like you said, it's blown up. You know, Jalen Rose even made a comment about it on his show and said that he liked it a lot. That was awesome. You know, it's kind of, it's all, like, so surreal to me just because, like, a lot of people think, oh, well, like, well, you're going to Iowa State and, like, you're going to be on ESPN and stuff. Like, people don't understand, like, how crazy that is to me. Like, I never expected that in my life. And, like, even if I get when George Niang texts me or Naz texts me, it's like crazy. Like it's just so awesome. Like, you dream of stuff like that, being able to, like, you know, those guys are really good basketball players, and they're both in the league. So it's awesome. And basketball has just been able to be a vehicle for me to, you know, go great places, and I hope it just continues to take me places.
Definitely. That's awesome, man. Coming into this senior season that you had, and I talked to you a couple weeks ago before the playoffs kind of started, and we, you know, you talked about how badly you wanted to win a state championship, but, you know, to have it obviously culminate in a state championship as well as being the Gatorade Player of the Year in the state of Wisconsin, you know, could you have even imagined that being the case, whatever, 6 months ago or something like that? Would you have believed it if somebody had told you that was going to happen?
You know, I wouldn't necessarily like believed it. Like, it would really be a shock to me, but you know, the way that I play basketball, and I think that everybody should, is that you should have like the utmost confidence in yourself. And, you know, that's the way I play. I play with, you know, a little bit of like certain swagger and a little bit of like an attitude. Cause I, you know, when you step on the court and you're in between the lines, like my mission is to kill. So, I mean, it wouldn't have been a shock to me just because, like, that's the confidence I have in myself. But, you know, Wisconsin has some great basketball players. Jordan McCabe, obviously, going to West Virginia, and Tyler Herro to Kentucky. Those are, you know, two really talented basketball players and good guys. And, you know, it was crazy that I was able to, you know, win Gatorade Player of the Year over those guys. But, you know, like, it's really cool for the time being. And, yeah, it just shows me that, you know, I got to push myself, you know, to want to do things like that at the next level. So, yeah, you know, it's cool to live in the moment right now and take it all in. But, you know, nobody really cares about your high school accolades come next year. So, you know, just got to keep working for sure.
On that note, what are the things that you want to continue to work on here in the coming months? And are you going to get on campus in Ames in June?
Yes. So, you know, after like watching the state championship and having time to, you know, look at from outside in and reflect on the year, it's pretty obvious to me what I need to work on. A lot of people, you know, want to talk about, well, you know, like obviously you have to get stronger. And, you know, that's number one for me, just because the Big 12 is a really physical conference, and you'll be playing against, you know, 23-year-old grown men coming in as 18-year-olds. So, you know, that's number one for me. I definitely need to get stronger and, you know, get my handle better, you know, my pull-up jumper. I didn't take care of the ball the way I wanted to in the state tournament. So, you know, just working on every aspect of the game to perfect my craft and just, you know, working every day to get better. I think a lot of freshmen, you know, come in and they want, you know, they wait to work until they get there. And my mission is just, you know, to be as prepared as I can be when I get on campus in June. I leave for school the day after graduation, so I don't really get much of a, you know, grace period. I leave right away. And, you know, I really just cannot wait to get on campus. I'm looking forward to it so much.
For sure. Did the way that Coach Prohm has been able to develop point guards in his career, you know, you think about guys like Campaign and Monte Morris that all played a couple of years under Coach Prohm and got a lot better. Did that weigh at all into your decision when you're looking at Iowa State?
Oh, of course. You know, he had a little, like, presentation for me when I went there on my unofficial in August, and had a lot of stuff like numbers and things like that with his guards, like Cam and Isaiah and Monte. And, you know, that was big for me, just because, you know, I want to be the best point guard I could possibly be. I love this position. And, you know, it's the leader of the court. My AU coach calls it the mom of the team, just because, you know, your job is to keep everybody else satisfied. And I enjoy that. I enjoy that aspect of being a leader. And I know Coach Prohm has a real good history with point guards, and I hope I can add on to that. So that was a huge aspect of it, because I know that player development is huge to him, and he's proven it in the past, and I know that I'm just next in line.
Cool. Got a couple just kind of quick questions here to close things out. First of all, is your bracket as busted as everybody else's?
Yes, most definitely. I had Virginia winning, then I was like, right before the term started, I was like, I don't, because their sixth man got hurt, so I was like, I'm not going to make that decision. She's going to go to Michigan State, and that was worse. I made like four brackets, and one of them I have Duke winning the championship, and I think that's what's probably going to happen this year, so hopefully that one could come through for me.
Yeah, that's who I have winning it in mine as well. I didn't have Virginia in the Final Four, but I had them going far enough that that kicked my butt a little bit. But
right,
did you have a favorite college team growing up?
Yeah, you know, growing up in Wisconsin, my favorite team was definitely Madison, UW, mm-hmm. And you know, my dad's from Florida, so I enjoyed Florida State a lot too. So those were my two schools growing up.
What about a pro team?
For basketball, it's wherever LeBron is.
Okay.
My favorite player of all time. So Cavs, Heat, now back to the Cavs. And then football-wise, the Cowboys.
Cool. I think that I've done four or five podcasts like this, and every single person I've asked who their favorite pro team is, they've said the Cowboys. I don't know what it is about you kids and the Cowboys.
Yeah, I don't know. My dad is just like a fan of them when I was little. So I don't know. I don't know why he was at all. Because, you know, it was America's team, and they were big in the 90s. But, you know, I've been through the struggle. Hopefully we can, you know, get a successful year.
There you go. Yeah, you've been through the pain of it all. Now they got to turn it around for you.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. You say LeBron's your favorite player. I don't know how it is for you with you and your friends, but me and my friends, when we play 2K, nobody gets to play with LeBron. So who's your favorite 2K team to play with?
Well, you know, I would tell you I'm the best 2K player in the world. And I don't think anybody could beat me in 2K, honestly. I think, like, and I'm talking seriously, a lot of guys like to blow smoke, but I'm so serious. I just, you know, I just, we play, the way we play at my house is play random. So you get three random teams and you pick one. And, I just play with whoever. But, like, obviously my favorite team to play with is the Cavs just because I know how to play with LeBron so good. But, you know, I don't like it when people use the Cavs or the Warriors just because I think that's stupid. So, because it's too easy. So, like, I enjoy using the Trailblazers because I think I'm real good with Dame. So I like playing with them.
Yeah, that's a good pick. That's the way we play too. I think that anybody who wants to consider themselves a real 2K player, that's the right way to go.
Yeah. So and then the way we play is like if you get the Cavs or the Warriors on a random, then the other person can be whoever they want. So like, and I think we put the Rockets in it sometimes too. We haven't played 2K in a while. My brothers and everybody is obsessed with this Fortnite game. I don't understand this fashion.
Yeah,
it's
man.
Bad.
I've played that a couple times and I see all my friends winning the battle royale, and I'm getting like 80th. If I'm in the top 80, then I'm feeling good.
Yeah, I've been so busy lately, I haven't been able to even touch video games. But once I get back into the flow of things, I'm definitely not getting on Fortnite.
Yeah, for sure. What's your favorite food?
Favorite food? I would probably say I'm a big breakfast guy, so like I enjoy all breakfast food. But if I had to pick a favorite food, it would probably be steak.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good one. All right, last one. You can have dinner with any three people, dead or alive. Who are you going to choose?
Oh, that's tough. Okay, definitely LeBron James is my favorite athlete of all time. Barack Obama has just been an inspiration to me in his 8 years of presidency, and he continues to be. And then Muhammad Ali. I think he's inspired me and my swagger on the court and off the court. So. I think he's one of the biggest sports figures of all time. So that would definitely be an interesting dinner.
Awesome. Well, thanks, man. Congrats again on the end of your senior season, being the state player of the year. And I know everybody down here in Central Iowa was really excited for you and your other classmates to get here and start to work on next season.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Can't wait to join Cyclone Nation.
Yep, for sure. Have a good one.
Yeah, me too.
That was our conversation with Iowa State signee Tyrese Haliburton. Obviously, a guy who has a really good head on his shoulders here coming into his freshman year of college and had a very, very successful senior season after signing with the Cyclones last fall. Like I said, we're going to hope to do these again here in the not-so-distant future, try and get a couple more of these basketball recruits on before we ramp up with football going into the summer. But also, thanks again to Heartland Flags for being the presenting sponsor of On the Trail this week. And I will talk to you guys again soon. Peace.